What will be accomplished and brought to pass will be dreadful to witness. When the great and angry God has risen up and executed his terrifying vengeance on the poor sinner, and the wretch is actually suffering the infinite weight and power of his anger, then God will call upon the whole universe to behold the awful majesty and mighty power displayed in it. Isaiah 33, verses 12 to 14 says, "The people shall be like the burnings of lime, like thorns cut up. They shall be burned in the fire. Hear, you who are far off, what I have done, and you who are near, acknowledge my might. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has seized the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with a devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings?" This is how it will be for you who are unconverted if you continue in your unbelief. The infinite might, majesty, and terribleness of the all-powerful God shall be magnified on you in the inexpressible severity of your torment. You shall be tormented in the presence of the holy angels, and also in the presence of the Lamb. While you're in this state of suffering, the blessed inhabitants of heaven will go and look upon the dreadful sight, so that they may see what the wrath and fierceness of the Almighty is. When they see it, they will fall down and adore such great power and majesty. Isaiah 66, verses 23 and 24 says, "From one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all shall come to worship before me, says the Lord. And they shall go forth and look upon the corpses of the men who have transgressed against me. For their worm does not die, and their fire is not quenched. They shall be an abhorrence to all." It is an everlasting wrath. It would be dreadful to suffer this fierceness and wrath of Almighty God for even one moment, but you will suffer it for all eternity. There will be no end to this intense and horrible misery. When you look ahead, you will see a long forever, an unlimited length of time before you. This will swallow up all of your thoughts. It will amaze your soul, and you will be in absolute despair of ever being delivered, of its ever coming to an end, or of receiving any reduction of torment or any rest at all. You will know for sure that you must wear out many long ages, millions and millions of ages, in struggling and fighting against this merciless vengeance. When you have struggled and fought through all these many ages, you will realize that hardly a second has gone by, and eternity still remains. Your punishment will be infinite. Oh, who can express the horrible state of a soul in that condition? All that we can possibly say about it is only a very feeble and faint image of what it will be like. It is inexpressible and inconceivable, for who knows the power of God's anger? How dreadful is the state of those who are in danger of this great wrath and infinite misery every hour of every day. Yet this is the dark and gloomy condition of every soul in this congregation who has not been born again, however moral and strict, serious and religious he or she may be. Oh, that you would consider this, whether you are young or old. There is reason to think that many in this congregation now listening to this message will actually suffer this very misery for all eternity. We do not know who they are, or where they are seated, or what they may now be thinking. It could be that they are now at ease, and remain undisturbed by hearing all these things, assuring themselves that they are not the ones spoken of, and promising themselves that they will escape. If we knew that there was even one person in this whole congregation who would suffer such misery, what an awful thing it would be to think of. Even more, if we knew who that person was, how horrifying it would be to see the person in such a state. All the rest of the congregation would lift up a sorrowful, bitter cry over him. But I tell you, it is likely that not just one, but many will remember this sermon while they are in hell. It would be surprising if some who are now present here were not in hell in a very short while, even before this year is over. I would not be amazed if some people now sitting here in this service in good health, content, and secure were there before tomorrow morning. Those of you who live and stay out of hell longer than others will surely be there before long. Your damnation is not sleeping. It will come swiftly, and most likely very suddenly upon many of you. You have good reason to wonder why you are not in hell already. I am sure that you have seen or known people who deserved hell no more than you, and who seem as likely to remain alive as you. But now they are beyond hope. They are crying in extreme misery and complete despair. But here you are in the land of the living, and in the house of God, and you have an opportunity to obtain salvation. What would those poor, damned, hopeless souls not give for the opportunity you now have? Now you have an extraordinary opportunity. This day, Christ has thrown the door of mercy wide open and stands calling and crying with a loud voice to poor sinners. Many are flocking to him and pressing into his kingdom. They are coming daily from the east and the west, from the north and the south. Many who until very recently were in the same miserable condition that you are in now are happy, their hearts filled with love for him who has loved them and washed them from their sins in his own blood. They are rejoicing in hope of the glory of God. How terrible it would be to be left behind in such a day to see others feasting while you are grieving and perishing. How awful it would be to see so many people rejoicing and singing with joy from their hearts while you can do nothing but mourn and feel sorrow in your heart and cry because your spirit is so afflicted. How can you rest for one moment if you are now in that condition? Are not your souls as valuable as the souls of the people at Suffield, where they are flocking every day to Christ? Are there not many here who have lived long in this world, but still are not born again? They are aliens of the Commonwealth of Israel. All they have done for themselves since they were born is store up wrath for the coming day. Older men, you especially are in extreme danger. The guilt and hardness of your hearts are extremely great. Have you not noticed how often people of your years are passed over and left behind during this present wonderful time of God's mercy? You need to consider yourselves and thoroughly awaken out of your sleep. You cannot bear the fierceness of the infinite God. As for you young men and young women, will you neglect this precious time you are now enjoying, when so many others your age are renouncing their youthful sins and flocking to Christ? You especially have an extraordinary opportunity. But if you neglect it, you will soon be like the other young people who spent all their precious days of youth in sin and have now gone to that dreadful place full of blindness and hardness. As for you children who are unconverted, do you not know that you are going to hell to bear the dreadful wrath of God, who is now angry with you every day and every night? Will you be content to be the children of the devil when so many other children in the land are being converted and becoming the holy and happy children of the King of Kings? Now let everyone who is still without Christ and hanging over the pit of hell, whether old men or women, middle-aged people, young people or children, answer to the loud calls of God's word and providence. This acceptable year of the Lord, a time of such great blessing to some, will surely be a day of remarkable vengeance to others. People's hearts become hard and their guilt increases if they neglect their souls in such a day as this. Never was there such danger of people being given to hardness of heart and blindness of mind. God now seems to be quickly gathering in his elect in all parts of the land, and probably the majority of adults who will ever be saved will be brought in shortly. It will be like the great outpouring of the Spirit upon the Jews in the days of the apostles. The elect will obtain salvation, and the rest will be blinded. If the latter is true of you, you will eternally curse this day, as well as the day you were born. You have seen this great outpouring of God's Spirit, but will wish you had died and gone to hell before you had seen it. Now especially, as in the days of John the Baptist, the axe is laid at the roots of the trees, so that every tree that does not bring forth good fruit will be cut down and cast into the fire. Therefore, let everyone who is without Christ now wake up and flee from the wrath to come. The wrath of Almighty God is now, without a doubt, hanging over a great part of this congregation. Let everyone flee from Sodom. Escape for your life. Do not look behind you, nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest you be destroyed.